long distance information get me Memphis, Tennessee. Dean's at Graceland. Good morning.
Good morning from the home of the King of Rock and Roll.
Yeah, no, it's a great spot, and I've been there a couple of times, and now they have a whole new entertainment complex across from the mansion. Have you had time to check any of that out, Dean?
Yeah, I've been here since Saturday, and I've gone through the museums, through the auto museum and exhibit. They have a hall of jumpsuits. where you can check out his elaborate costuming. You can see the awards. Of course, the Lisa Marie jet is on display and part of this complex. But also, they now have a hotel on the grounds. Also, the
guest house,
The guest house here at Graceland, and it's a very, very nice hotel. So it's been just a really fantastic, not to mention that they had the Memphis premiere of the movie Elvis that'll be opening on June 24th, and the whole cast was here. Austin Butler, who plays Elvis in this movie, great young actor. Tom Hanks, I'm sure he would also like me to call him a great young actor as well. we've got Lisa Marie Presley was here. Priscilla Presley was here. The whole cast, the director and writer and producer of the movie, Baz Luhrmann, all on hand for these premiere showings that they've had. And there have been sightings of them both at the hotel and here at Graceland, where I am this morning. I'll tell you what's I've also been here a couple of times and just marveling in how they've changed everything here at Graceland, how big and tourist friendly it is now. I was here at 4 o'clock this morning getting set up to do some TV reports from here, and it's pretty cool / eerie.
Yeah,
being the only guy in Graceland. I mean, I had a representative with me, but I pretty much had the run of the whole place.
You know what? It's funny you say that, because the last time I was there, I was visiting a friend of mine who works for Sirius XM there at the Elvis Channel on the grounds, and I left at closing time, and I was the last person out of the complex, and I thought to myself, the one thing cooler than being here at Graceland when it's very busy is being here when no one's around.
Right.
It is wild.
I mean, you just imagine what it must have been like at one time when, Elvis would have been walking through the gardens or, around the back with the tennis courts and, things like that. I did, at about 5 o'clock this morning, I strolled sort of in back of the mansion where the meditation garden is. That's where Elvis is laid to rest. Hard to believe it's almost 45 years that he's been gone for 45 years. But Elvis is laid to rest there. His mother and father are laid to rest. His twin brother, who died at birth, is laid to rest there. An aunt is laid to rest there. And just in the past couple of years, Benjamin Keough is laid to rest there. That's the son of Lisa Marie. Would have been Elvis's grandson who died by suicide at a very young age. So it was very, a little bit emotional, a little bit reflective, being back there and, part of this history, the history of Elvis that literally changed the world in so many ways.
I can't wait to see the movie. Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker. Let's get to some of the interviews you did.
Yeah, well let's start with Tom himself. Tom plays Colonel Tom Parker. Some people have been critical of his portrayal of this. I've seen the movie twice now, and I just don't see anything wrong with the portrayal. I watched some. There are only a scattering of interviews with the actual Colonel Tom. And I think Tom pretty much hits it on the head. This movie is about the relationship between Elvis and his manager. And Tom talked to me about some of the choices that he made.
I was just like obsessed a little bit with the choices that you made in portraying somebody for whom there is really very little video, very little for you to have studied to create Colonel Tom. So how did you do this?
There are two key pieces that I use over them, but you're right. There's very, very little bona fide sit-down interview with him. One was an audio tape of a protracted interview he did like in 1956. Well, the guy just was asking the most standard question. How come Elvis isn't on TV? And what's he spending his money? And do you think he's like sexy like Marilyn Monroe is sexy? Actually, questions about a guy that the interviewee, Colonel Tom Parker, knew was going to be one of the greatest artists of the 20th century. And so he's kind of like giving this kind of like primer to this guy of why Elvis isn't on TV anymore for free. You know, it even says he could go on TV if they want to pay what Elvis is worth.
Yeah.
And my boy is not worth $400 to be on
scale.
He ain't worth that.
Yeah.
If they want to pay $10,000, they can have my boy. And then there's another one on the 10th anniversary of Elvis's death on Ted Koppel on Nightline, in which he just lays out, and if you read between the lines, you hear every beat of the diabolical genius that Colonel Tom Parker.
The diabolical genius, but also sort of in and out of his accent, in and out of some of the mannerisms that you clearly picked up on and brought to life.
Well, he was from Holland.
Yeah.
As Baz Luhrmann said the very first time I met him, he wasn't a colonel, he wasn't a Tom, he wasn't even a Parker. His real name was Andreas van Kuik.
Yeah.
Something like that. So there was this the moment of discovery, because I said, look, Baz, no one has bothered with the Colonel Tom Parker angle on this. The standard story of Elvis is, we've seen it, you know, the rise to riches, and that he's huge, and he makes movies that are dissatisfying. He comes back briefly, and then gains a lot of weight, shoots a TV, and dies in Las Vegas somewhere. And as Baz says, the very first lines of this film are going to be the Colonel saying, I didn't kill him. As soon as I heard that, I said, this is new turf. I'm in. What does the colonel look like, by the way? And then I said, I'm going to be in the makeup chair for a while.
Yeah,
there's quite a bit of makeup prosthetics that Tom has to wear for this.
I can't wait to see it next week.
Bob Surratt, WGN.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. So it was a big night last night for Jennifer Hudson, wasn't it, Dean?
Yes, it was. The Tony Awards were last night, and Jennifer won a Tony Award for being a producer of the show that actually was named Best Musical. So Jennifer now becomes an EGOT winner, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner. Congratulations to our pal Jennifer Hudson on that. The other winners last night, as I say, it was A Strange Loop was named Best Musical of the Year. The Lehman Trilogy won as Best Play. Company, the Stephen Sondheim musical, won Best Revival of a Musical. And Take Me Out won Best Revival of a Play. Significant that Company won Best Revival. It flipped the gender from when Stephen Sondheim first brought the show to the stage. Kind of bittersweet because Stephen Sondheim passed away just 7 months ago at the age of 91. But I have to say, Ariana DeBose, who won the Academy Award for her portrayal in the movie version of West Side Story, was one of the hosts of the show last night. And she was absolutely spectacular. None of the usual award show shtick. And she just delivered a beautiful, beautiful tribute to Broadway. Did a great job. And I hope that she will be back to host in years to come.
Heard a lot about her and Billy Crystal, and that was fun to watch. Troubling health news about Toby Keith today. What do we know about his condition?
Yeah, the country star just announced yesterday that he has been undergoing treatment for stomach cancer. He's been going through treatment since last fall. He said that he has already undergone surgery. He has already been going through both chemo and radiation for the past 6 months. Did not reveal what the status of that is. So You know, we'll keep our fingers crossed and say some prayers for Toby Keith that he's able to recover from all of that.
And now we hear that there's going to be an interview on TV with Amber Heard. When, yeah, where, who?
Just when you thought it was safe to come out of your houses again and be free of hearing about this Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Amber Heard has sat down with Savannah Guthrie on NBC, and there will be a primetime special that will be on. I have not heard on which day this will be, but Amber Heard is saying they've released a little bit of audio of it, of the interview, saying, you know, she can't believe that anybody thinks this trial was fair. You know, she's going to go on a campaign to defend herself after she lost her defamation suit against Amber Heard. So might be a good time, in addition to the fact that we're going to have, you know, rain and all this heat. Here's another good reason just to stay in your house and stay hunkered down so you can avoid all that.
All right. Elvis has left the building. He has left the building. He left the stage and went out the back with the policeman, and he is now gone from the building.
I want that.
Yeah,
that's,
you know what?
I want them to do when I leave Graceland today. That's what I want them to do when I pull out of the driveway here today.
If you have a chance in Memphis, go get some barbecue at Rendezvous. It's the best.
I was there last night.
Oh, were you? Yeah, it's fantastic. And by the way, one other quick note on this this young guy who plays Elvis. What's his name again?
Austin Butler.
Yeah, my daughter, my 21-year-old daughter, says this guy has been really, really a heartthrob on the Disney Channel, yeah, for a long time now.
Oh, yes. There are many young girls lingering around the hotel trying to catch an Austin Butler. I'm telling all the young girls that I'm his grandfather. So
a good idea.
Doesn't seem to be working at all. But
have a good trip back. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow. Bye.